Recording started. Thank you. Welcome everyone to the Ordinary Council meeting of the 30th of July 2026. I declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. Welcome to all councillors, staff and members of the public in attendance. We acknowledge the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders, past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. Members of the public are reminded that no other visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed without permission of the presiding member. Councillors are reminded to declare any conflicts of interest as they arise in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. We have all those listed in attendance on the agenda, with a late apology from Jason Forsyth. Item 2.3, approve leave of absence. We have officer recommendation that Council approve the request for Councillor Ingalls for a leave of absence from the Ordinary Council meeting to be held on the 27th of August 2026. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. We have no further requests for leave of absence. We have no deputations, petitions or presentations. Item 4, public question time. So before we commence public question time, I will outline the process for this part of the meeting. The guidelines are included in the agenda, but I will read them out aloud. Public question time provides members of the public with an opportunity to ask questions of council. Questions must relate to the business of the council and must not be statements or expressions of personal opinion. Whenever possible, questions should be submitted in writing at least 48 hours before the meeting to allow sufficient time to prepare a response. Public question time will be limited to a total of 15 minutes unless extended by the presiding member. Before asking their first question, each person must state their name and locality. If a question relates to an agenda item, the relevant item number should also be stated. Each speaker will generally be limited to 3 minutes to ask their questions unless the presiding member determines otherwise. Questions must be directed through the presiding member. Once public question time has concluded, members of the public must not interrupt or disrupt the proceedings of the meeting unless invited to do so by the presiding member. Item 4.1, we have a previous question from the council meeting held on the 25th of June from Karina Wilson. The question reads, given that the CMCA guest stay policy appears to put the CMCA in breach of clause 5.2 of its management agreement with the Shire of Boyup Brook, which requires the CMCA to comply with all relevant legislation and is built on the Wrong Act, will Council rescind resolution CM26-05-117 in its entirety or suspend the notice? The Shire response is Council has resolved to support the CMCA guest stay policy and will not rescind its decision.
Can you turn the volume up a little bit?
Sure.
Usually it's the air conditioners got that one on.
Some adjustments there.
Okay, thank you. 4.2, public question time. Are there any questions from the members of the public? No? Okay. Okay, would you like to step up to the microphone and state your name and your locality?
For the minute taker, my name is Andrew Ball, spelled B-A-L-L. I live at 110 Lee Steer Drive in Boyup Brook. I believe it's important that that goes in the minutes. My question is quite simple. When the Rollington Park abandonment first started, throughout the process, from the first secret meetings to the first secret lot of reports written, did any councillor or member of staff at any stage declare the potential for any conflict of interest? Thank you.
We'll have to go back and check our minutes for that, but would you like to, we can take that one on notice?
Yep, we'll have to check the minutes.
Yep. Okay, we'll take that one on notice. Thank you, Andrew.
Could I please ask when I will anticipate an answer to that? Two meetings ago I asked a question that was taken on notice and it is yet to be answered. So is there a time frame, please?
Mr. CEO, please.
Through the chair, the question will be answered at the next council meeting. I would like to just maybe have a chat with you to see which question it was that we've possibly missed. I don't believe we've missed any answers on that.
The question on notice concerned, I believe I used words to the effect of using the fairy dust. What fairy dust would be used to make the medical centre either almost break even or indeed a small profit, was the question.
Through the chair, that question was answered at our last minute, so the question is there.
I thought that was too. Do we have any other questions? So this is the last opportunity to ask questions throughout the meeting.
A lot of people here, no questions. My question in regard to Rollington Park, it seems to have come a very long way with very little community consultation, if at all. We've gone from all of a sudden having an amazing shearing school. We've had amazing field days. Now we have an asset that we don't have anymore, yet we have a wonderful residence.
Do you have a question?
I do. I believe I've got 3 minutes, according to your rules, to ask my question.
It is a question, yes.
It is a question indeed, all right? I believe that we've now got a wonderful house for the current CEO to live in, but we no longer have a working farm. Does council still believe passionately in the decision that they made?
Community members were on the committee that made the decision that came to council for the change of model for Rollington Park. Do you have anything further to add to that, Mr. Seeger?
Nothing further there, Chair.
Thank you. If you'd like to step up to the microphone.
Thank you. I'm a bit of a latecomer and just found out about the meeting quite latterly, so I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I'll try and frame it as a question.
Could you state your name?
Sorry, Marcus Gifford.
Thank you.
We're farming halfway between here and Bridgetown and also on the Donnybrook Road.
Thank you, Marcus.
We've been involved in the sheep industry for, over a century, and I've just had a bit of a quick shower and rushed in from building a new shearing shed, so we're still passionate about it. And my question is, My concern is, and I know I have to frame this as a question, but my concern is with the shearing industry, we're limited in our training facilities that we do have in the state. Rylington Park was, I stand corrected, but perhaps one of the last three that's in the state. And as a family that's heavily invested in the sheep game, we've got a federal government that's obviously proved their attitude towards shearing and the sheep industry, a state government that's injected a lot of money into undermining our ability to be competitive in buying farmland through tree purchasing. And now we have a local government, with all due respect, that is bringing to an end a training facility, this is my understanding, that's been established through the generosity of a man that my father knew well, and I've questioned him about it a number of times, and it was his genuine, he's absolutely convinced and knows that it was left as part of that. Part of that was training and research and development, and that was really important to him, and it's been an important part of our community. So my question is, does the Shire see to have any future ability to provide, perhaps with help from the farming community, to continue the training and the R&D? R&D can be outsourced, I understand that, but training is a fairly specific... training is a very specific thing, and licensing and everything else comes into it, and there's costs involved, and I understand that, but I'm just concerned that by disbanding something that's quite rare, that we're sort of up against it, and I sort of feel a bit concerned that we're investing in the industry quite heavily, and yet the training part of it, which is very important, doesn't matter what industry it is, mechanics or anything else, if you take away that training base, it's going to make it harder for us as a community to source that labour and to support those workers coming forward. So,
thank you, Marcus. Yeah, I will let the CEO answer that question.
Through the chair, yeah, thank you. So just on the shearing schools, just to make it clear there, the council didn't actually stop shearing schools there. Shearing schools are provided by AWI. So shearing schools are provided by AWI, Australian Wool Industry, if I can get the name correct. We did last year negotiate with them and ask them to sign a contract so that they can continue providing those schools at Rylington Park. They actually said they're not going to be able to sign a contract with us at all anymore. We have decided that we are going to retain the accommodation units, though, just on the in case, because what they want to do is look at changing their model of sharing on private properties. They have in the past 6 or 7 months, maybe a bit longer, they have actually shared on private farms, and they're using Rylington Park's accommodation to house the shearing students. So we are trying to facilitate that as much as possible with AWI, but it certainly wasn't Council's decision to stop shearing schools at all there. That was directly from AWI themselves. With regard to the training and education and that, we've actually been keeping quite close contact with the representative of the Farley family. As a matter of fact, we had him on the farm yesterday. We are still retaining our relationship with ECU as well as UWA. Both of them will be still doing research and training on the farm. In addition to that, we've still got trial areas that council set aside, well, I'm going to lie, 15 or 20 hectares, I think it is, of land for trials. At this stage, UWA's got a trial going on there. Coaching Up Ag's got a trial. There's probably about 5 or 6 trials running at the moment. So we have got that training and education facility still remaining on the farm, regardless of any leases going forward. We've also put out roughly about 50 hectares to community cropping. So that will also be able to have some training and that sort of stuff going on there as well. So we have definitely looked at the Farley legacy and what the intent of the farm was. And as mentioned, we have spoken to the Farley family, and they did confirm yesterday that they are happy with the way council's going about with the model, and they agree and feel that the legacy of Eric Farley is still being met.
Thank you. Is there any further questions? Sure.
Hi there, my name is Sarah Ford. I live on 110 Astaire Drive, and I've been in Boyartbrook for quite a long time. As you can see, the community is quite concerned what's been going on with Rollington Park, and prior to that with the medical centre. We're feeling that we've been kept out of the loop, so I'm not sure if you're able to increase your way of communicating with us. Primarily, I'm concerned that the family that gave Rollington Park, though you say that you've spoken to the family, I'd like to see, and I'm sure the community would too, actually in writing what they're saying about what's going on with Rollington Park. If that is possible, and if I could have a time frame for that, that would be great. I think it might be suggested that with something that we're quite passionate about, this and the medical centre, that we're actually given more means of communicating in regards to it. I personally feel that Rollington Park has not been met to what it was gifted the community for. So my question is, can you please answer, with the family's consent, of how the farm has been used, and let everyone in the community see that, please?
I'll let you answer that, please.
Through the chair, we have received a public statement today from the Farley family. We will probably be posting it out tomorrow on our website.
Good. I don't know why you didn't actually say that before.
You didn't ask, ma'am, so I'm telling you now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
We got this statement today, this afternoon.
I'm asking the question now, so yes. If you can answer me now, that'd be great, instead of us waiting how many meetings, and I didn't get the answer to the medical centre,
What was the question regarding the medical centre, sorry?
The question was to do with the fairy dust, as to why, when someone else takes over the medical centre, that it would cut even.
That question was answered in the minutes. And I can't remember.
I never saw it. So if it could be re-given, that would be great.
So the question was answered in the minutes of 25th of June.
And the answer?
You can have a look on our website. It is on there.
What about now?
It's on the website. It's available for public.
Okay, so in regards to the family statement, when would that come out?
Tomorrow.
That'll be out.
Even though you've got it now?
Correct.
We have it printed off now. We don't have the ability to scan it and put it up on
Is someone able to print it out then and give it to us?
I don't think so. I think it'll be on the website tomorrow. We received that this afternoon. Thank you. Yes, step up to the microphone. Thank you.
Is that on? Okay. Stephen Jackson, for those of you who don't know me. I'm not on Facebook, but I've been following everything that's going on Facebook and emails backwards and forwards regarding Rollington Park. I've even listened to the audio when was first mooted that the CEO moved to Rollington Park Homestead. Was only questioned by one councillor. I wonder why it was only questioned by one councillor.
Maybe only one questioner.
I haven't finished yet.
Councillor had a question.
Haven't finished yet.
Sorry, I thought you asked a question then.
No, haven't finished yet. So the question was asked of Councillor Ingalls, what happens when the next CEO comes here, doesn't want to live 30 k's out of town? And the answer from the CEO was, well, I'll give you a 10-year contract now. It still could happen that the CEO decides to leave or you decide to sack him and we'll pay out some more money. Who checked off on the fact that the CEO, on his own, I can't think of the right words, his own self-interest, late on the agenda moved the motion that he moved to Rollington Park, and also that the Shire supply $50,000 for the improvements he saw needed to the Rollington Park homestead, and a further $50,000 in the next budget. Who authorised the fact? I know the president attended out there and okayed it, but I think it's up to other people to go and decide who spends the Shire's money, rather than the CEO deciding what he wants out there. We've already spent money on the house in town to suit the CEO, so now we have more money being spent at Rollington Park. There's been improvements done out, well, some things changed out there as to suit the CEO, the removal of rose bushes and lawn and all that sort of stuff, and the offer that he and his wife, I don't know his wife, Nikki, that they could do some of the work. Well, that's not legally viable to do that. You haven't the right to do that. That has to be passed by a higher body. That's our money. And it's our property.
The approval for the improvements out at Rollington Park was passed by council. Council approves the money, not the CEO. Council.
Yes, I know that, but it was he moved the motion. The self-interest was his motion.
He doesn't move a motion. He doesn't move a motion. It's council.
So you actually instructed the CEO to go and live at Rollington Park. Whose request was it to go and live at Rollington Park? Was it your instruction for him to go there, or did he request to go there? And you followed suit to spend the money to suit him?
We didn't follow suit to spend the money to suit him. We had an opportunity of leasing his house out for essential workers so that we can get more nurses and essential workers in our community. They wouldn't go out to Rollington Park because it is too far. So he offered to move out there.
Your Honour, I don't think that's the point at all. I don't think that's the point at all. We know that the CEO moved the motion to go out there.
The CEO does not move the motion at a council meeting.
Was the last part of your...
The CEO is not a voting member at a council meeting.
Find that hard to believe, Your Honour.
Okay.
I've only been here for... I come here when I was two, but I've been here for nearly 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what, Phil, your old man would be spinning in his grave if he knew what was you blokes were letting go here. You're being led by the noose.
Do you have a question? Do you have any further questions?
Oh, I got more questions, but you don't even answer your Freedom of Information requests unless you got $2,500 to put with it.
That's how much it will cost to gather the information.
I think you're wrong there. I think you'll be proved to be wrong there. You don't want to answer people's questions like the previous fellow here. So I'm still, we'll take it on notice. He's still waiting for a reply to take it on notice.
That question was answered.
I have another question. In May 25, I contacted a Shire employee here regarding the problem with a fence line in Boyertbrook town site. I've since asked for an opportunity to speak to the CEO about it, and we're now in July 26, and I've been back to the council 3 months ago, which your secretary took on board, and I'm still waiting for that, where people built illegally on the fence line. So I can't build a new fence because they're built on it. But you don't want to take any notice of that.
Mr. CEO, this is operational, but council...
37 Railway Parade, not where I live, the other people live. They didn't build the stuff. The house has changed hands twice, and I told the two previous owners they had to shift it, even told the real estate person, that's illegal, you've got to do something about it. That's what we pay our rates for that sort of protection.
Through the chair, if I may.
Yes, sure.
I think I know which property you're referring to.
I'll leave you with it.
No, you don't need to leave me with it. I can answer.
I can write it all down for you, give it to you tomorrow in the office if you like.
All right, fine.
Is there any further questions?
Ronald Tuckett from Tonebridge. Obviously, this is a very contentious issue, so is it possible that we establish a working committee between council and interested public members to see if we can go towards working a situation that is at least agreeable between the two parties?
Are you referring to the Rylington Park issue?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we already had a committee. We already have a committee with community members on it, and they had made a recommendation to council, and so that has been decided. Ms. C, are you able to help me out on this?
Through the chair, well, the decision has been made by council through consultation, and it wasn't a quick decision. There was a lot of consultation amongst the committee, as well as the chair is saying, we had community members on that committee. It's really the decision has been made. Don't really think there's anything else.
Yeah, obviously that there's still a great deal of concern as to the direction of Rylington Park. So is it possible then that this, now that is widely open in the public, that this may be revisited?
Through the chair, I think maybe if we can approach it slightly different, if people can actually tell us what their concerns are, and then we can discuss those concerns, what they are. Because I suppose at the moment we don't really know what the concerns really are. We've liaised with the family. They're happy with what we're doing. We're retaining the educational side of things as Eric Farley's wishes were. We're not hemorrhaging money off the farm anymore. So, I'm happy to meet with anybody if they want to tell us what the problems are and what the concerns are. And I'm sure the councillors would be willing to meet along with me as well. So I'm happy to discuss that with anybody.
Okay, then I will then discuss with other interested people, and we'll submit questions and to council and perhaps they then can answer them, and we can work towards perhaps an amicable agreement.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Andrew.
Yeah. What a fantastic idea by the CEO to have a public meeting, all right, to air any grievances we have about Rylington Park. That's fantastic. Can we set a date for that public meeting right here, right now, so that we can get anybody to come, just as you've said, to voice their concerns, right? Not being picked off one at a time, but all come together, voice their concerns. Council can hear their concerns. Can we set a date for that meeting right now, please?
We have a community meeting next Wednesday at 5 p.m. in the council chambers. That has been advertised for the last 2 months.
If I may, I note that we're getting very close. We're pushing right up against that 15 minutes. I know that you have discretion to extend question time. First up, I respectfully ask that you extend question time so that everybody here that has a question has the opportunity to ask it. And secondly, my second question is that community consultation meeting, can we call it the Rylington Park Community Consultation Meeting, advertise it as such so that members of the community can come and voice any concerns the members of the community, the ones that haven't spoken, may be all for it. They might be well and truly in favour of it.
It is a community meeting, so anyone is welcome to attend and bring forward ideas and suggestions to the meeting.
All right, so we're going to advertise that. Excellent.
The meeting has been advertised. It is a community meeting.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. And my question to extend question time, please.
I won't stop anyone from asking questions. Thank you, Paul.
We could have a duet. Good evening, councillors. Paul Girling, Boyabrook. My question is to the councillors, not to... I look around at the councillors, your farmers. I'd like for you to account for the 1,100 sheep missing in the last two financial years at Rylington Park that the Auditor General has found missing, and it's a qualified report instead of an unqualified report. And don't say their deaths, otherwise the RSPCA would be involved too.
So this information has been gathered off of our minutes, has it? The sheep are missing. Okay, thank you.
Annual reports. Through the chair, we'd have to take that one on notice and have a look at the reports, and then formulate a response.
1,173 sheep missing.
Thank you.
With all due respect, CEO, you should know what's going on at Rylington Park. You've got qualified farmers on the council, and if they knew that there was 1,177 sheep missing, where are they?
Thank you. We'll
that
take
is
that
a
question.
Lot of money.
We'll take that question on notice. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Neil Derrick from Dinnup. Today I was out at Rylington Park area. I travelled up Westbourne Road along the front gate. When is the council going to get someone in to clean up all the dirty sheep? Because I would have at least seen 50 to 100 dirty sheep on the boundary fences, and it's a disgrace. They lost enough sheep last year with fly blown. So when are they going to get someone to clean those, because the flies are going to be onto them within days? And also, I had a phone call from the front gate. I believe they're going to put new gates and everything. The footings are all there for Rylington Park. The council's made a loss of this property over the years. Now they're wasting more money putting new gates up. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Karina.
I would first like to say that I'm very...
Could you state your name, please? Sorry.
I'm Karina Wilson from 23 Abel Street, Boyabrook.
Thank you, Karina.
I've been living here for 25 years. This is not one of my intended questions, but I'd just like to say how disappointed I am that the Shire has cancelled my Freedom of Information request.
Do you
about
have a question? Sorry.
That is... Why was it cancelled? Because it doesn't seem to follow the correct protocols, according to the Freedom of Information Act.
Thank you. I'm sure you know about this.
Through the chairs, was we concerned? We have followed the protocols. You did not accept the quote that we requested or that we provided you. And then the Act does provide us with the ability to cancel that.
I inquired two times asking for how that estimate was calculated, because as far as I know, one of those calculations is not included in what you can charge. So I was twice, I queried it first, then I lodged a formal internal review request, which ran out on the 23rd of July. I got no answers from either of those emails. So all of a sudden, I find that you've decided to close the file and cancel the Freedom of Information request in total. That, according to my knowledge, that is not the correct procedure, because I contacted you twice.
Thank you, Karina. Ms. CEO.
Through the chair, we have provided a quote. You haven't accepted the quote.
Yes,
yep.
So and that's why
you're
I queried
not continuing
it.
With it. That's
I
why
queried
it's been closed.
The quote.
And if you'd like to report that to the Commission of Information, we can.
It will
to
be.
Wait.
It's in process.
Thank you. Then we can
Thank
wait
you.
Until the outcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, my other questions. On the 24th of February, 26, a renewables forum was held at the Town Hall, advertised on the Shire website, with no organiser named, and only one participant was named, Ballywick Legal. I emailed the Shire on the 22nd of February inquiring as to who the organiser was. The CEO answered in an email that the Shire only facilitated venue access, yet the 26th of February minutes record the forum in the President's report. The Shire's payment lists then show its first ever payments to this firm, $1,100 for a community information evening, and then later $14,500 for legal work regarding Rylington Park. So my question is, two questions, the May payments list record $1,100 paid to Ballywick Legal, described as community information evening. What exactly is this payment for? Who authorised it and against which budget line? And given the Shire's own process requires an approved event application and the organiser's name, phone number and email before any event is listed on its website, will the Shire provide the name of the organiser of that 24th of February forum as I requested 5 months ago? And question number two, 5 weeks later, on the 9th of June, the same firm was paid $14,500 for the Rylington Park lease and licence preparation and tender reviews, its first legal work in the Shire's published payment record. The President's report in the 26th of February minutes records that Ballywick Legal provided information regarding renewable energy lease arrangements and matters to consider when providing feedback on the draft renewables policy currently out for public comment. Who engaged Ballywick Legal for the Rylington Park matters and on what basis? And were the two written quotations required by the purchasing policy G9 obtained before that legal work was awarded? That's it.
Mr. CEO, would you like to answer those questions?
Through the chair, we'll take it on notice.
Thank you.
David Corker, Mayenup, 73 years in the district. My question is, does each councillor have a copy of the original charter left for Rylington Park by Eric Farley? Second, did anyone here ever meet Eric Farley and understand the reason he bequeathed that property to the Shire? Do you all have a copy? Question is, have you read it? So you understand then that the prime cause was for educational purposes. So all I ask now is, can you give the meeting absolute assurance that that prime cause will remain an educational process of Rylington Park?
And thank you.
Through the chair, decision was made to retain the relationship with ECU as well as UWA, so there will be educational happening on the farm.
And for the benefit of the community, and the funds that are made from Rylington Park will be for the benefit of the community. Is there any further questions?
Yeah, I've got to ask you something. You know who I am. My question is, if you want to have money to divert to the community out of the profits of Rylington Park, how come when the Rylington Park was run by a committee of astute farmers, Richard Turner, Richard Corp, Richard Forbes, and a couple of others, and they were making a profit to the extent that they had $780,000 in the bank and were providing $100,000 to the community at that stage. The Shire took the place over and haven't been able to make a profit since. More recently, I was asked to send off to a person in the hotel, and your previous manager there, I think his name was Peter, and I'd met him at the club some time before, told me what his history was. And I said, "How are you going out there?" He said, "Oh yeah, we might make a profit next year." I said, "Well, how come you can't make a profit out of sheep and the grain you grow for your sheep and whatever else, where the previous committee could?" And I said, "Also, there was $780,000 in the bank, which has been used by the Shire for whatever purposes." So my question is, why can't you make a profit out of the place under your control when the previous committee was well and truly making a profit and you're running shearing schools out there to the benefit of the whole state? And now it's gone, excuse me, it's gone to SHIT. And I think the question that David Corker just brought up, have you all got a copy of the conditions that the place was invested in the people of Boyer Brook? Have you read it?
Yes, we have. Thank you.
You speak for everybody?
The question...
The question to their councillors.
The questions are through the presiding member, and I'm the presiding member of the meeting.
Okay, so anyway, I still say, there you go, the previous committee back in those days, when the turnoff from properties wasn't as high as what it is today, they had $780,000 in the bank. Now you want to lease... Excuse me, I haven't finished. Now I ask the question, why do you want to lease it? Is that just an easy way? Because if you now have the CEO living in the house and you decided the next councillor, someone decided not to lease it, you haven't got a premises for a manager to live in. So he wouldn't want to come here anyway. You know, the place is capable of running...
Is that your question?
The place is capable of running, okay, 4,000 sheep. My next question is, how many sheep are on the place at the moment?
3,000.
Pardon? How many sheep on the property at the moment?
I don't have those figures on hand. Yeah.
Your minutes also have stated that in a destocking program and the clearing sale, that money will go into a fund. But there's been a lot of sheep sold, and I don't notice any money in a fund yet.
The money has gone into reserve. The money will be going into reserves, and the money that was from the original Rylington Park Committee has gone into a reserve. You have the figures
through
hand,
the chair. When the Shire took it over in 2020, the exact amount was $661,000 that was given over to council from the original committee. Of that, $250,000 was put into an operational reserve for Rylington Park, and then there was the balance of $411,000 that was put into the community reserve. Currently, that community reserve sits at about $488,000. So the money is still there.
So on hand at the moment out there, as far as your sheep numbers go, you've kept all your young ewes?
I'm not a farmer, so I wouldn't know how many ewes and what ewes are on there. Carolyn, are you maybe able to...
So if you're going to use the money you sell your sheep for to restock, that's your viable stock. That's just not selling them all at the moment at a high price. That's the money that goes into your restocking program if it ever happens again. Not just your annual turnoff. Your annual turnoff, that can go into your budget, right? But the other sheep, your other flock, that should be what's going into your fund. And I don't believe that's happened.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. We don't want to get into the operational here. It's an opportunity for questions. Marianne.
Hi, Marianne Ingalls. I live in Benjanup. And a couple of things have come up tonight, and I just wanted to ask a question, so give me a couple of sentences. I'm on Facebook, and I also agree that we need to have a community where a CEO wants to stay. Tonight's been a respectful discussion. I'm very pleased about that, and I was concerned it wouldn't be. But I have found that the discussions on Facebook have been disrespectful. So my question is to you, Leonard, are you okay? You are welcome in Boyart Brook. We want you here. We need a good doctor. We need a good CEO. We need a good supermarket. We need a good chemist. So as a community, I think we need to make sure that we also show you support as we respectfully ask questions. So that was my question. Are you okay? Because I have not been okay with the comments on Facebook.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you for your understanding. David.
Thank you.
Yeah, David Growing, Boyart Brook. 6 years on the Rylington Park Management Committee when we built the shearing sheds and quarters for the shearing schools. My question is regarding the CEO's living at Rylington Park House. Is he allowed to do renovations to that house himself under the occupation and health and standards? Is he allowed to go to Bunnings without a procurement from the council to buy these buy this stuff? I believe that those sort of things, when you do this, should go at asset management place. And I think, and I'm not sure, I'll stand corrected, but I think the CEO doing the work out there himself is not on. Right?
So the CEO hasn't been doing any renovations, he's been doing maintenance to the house.
Same thing. He's working on a Shire asset, and I believe that is against the law.
Okay.
The other thing is, I've been here for 56 years. I've never known the community to be so divided about what's happening at Rylington Park.
Thank you. There was an opportunity for anyone to be on the Rylington Park Committee. We had two members from the community that stood up to be on the Rylington Park Committee.
I'm not here to debate it, Madam Chairman. I think what's been put out there is very, very disappointing. And I would question whether the AWI said that they're not going to hold shearing schools there. There's some underlying fact why this council wants to lease Rylington Park. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other questions? Thank you, Marcus.
I guess with all the to and fro, unfortunately, it's obviously quite an emotive subject, and there's more people. It just takes time, I think, for them to be aware of what's happening. And realise that, you know, when it's gone, it's gone, and unsure of what the future holds for a facility that perhaps we've all taken for granted and left to too few people to maintain quite a unique and valuable asset. And I completely understand the Shire's frustration, perhaps, over the last couple of years. Prior to that, my involvement there has been over quite a long period of time, and under excellent management, Rylington went really, really well, as has been alluded to by Jacko earlier. And I guess if that continued, perhaps, and there's no obligation for anyone to do anything, obviously, and I'm not suggesting that, but if someone came along and continued that level of professionalism and a managerial ability along, and as has been stated, the excellent input from a committee that's also professional and assists management and works with management to make Rylington what it has always been and what it was, and unfortunately perhaps that's ceased to be, and I can understand the Shire's frustration at that, and they're, perhaps that's driving their desire to change the direction for Rylington. And my question after that acknowledgement is it fait accompli? Is the Shire open to, now that the community's perhaps realised that they can lose, that perhaps what they took for granted perhaps is now up in the air, is it fait accompli that Rylington is headed in the direction that it is, or with people waking up and perhaps being prepared to step up and contribute more of our own resources to help Rylington continue to be more aggressive in training and R&D? And I understand there's the sentiment there to continue that, but I find it hard to believe that it will continue to the degree that perhaps we would all like, without someone there that's driving it. And but I'm open to, I think this is opening up discussion. It's perhaps a little, you know, too much, too little, too late, but I don't like to think that way. I like to think that perhaps we can realise what's at stake and have a more positive involvement from the community to continue Rylington in what we've always known it to be. And if the Shire could answer that question, whether they'd be open to revisiting that at perhaps another meeting that's been spoken about, then I'd be greatly appreciative of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, obviously there's a bit of unrest about Rylington Park, and I'm sure all of Council would be happy to discuss this again. So, but obviously not in an open forum. We have made the decision, and it wasn't an easy decision to make, but we have made the decision. So there's certain things that we have to comply by, the Local Government Act. So with the guidance of the CEO, we can discuss this again, and we can put out our decision to the community. Andrew.
Andrew Ball, BALL, 110 Listeer Drive. Bit of a fishing question, I guess. My question is, has any councillors or council employees had any discussion whatsoever regarding leasing Rylington Park for either solar or wind, please? Thank you.
Not to my knowledge, no one has had any discussions. Were you aware of that?
Through the chair, no. No one's ever approached me about solar or wind on Rylington.
Karina?
Do I have to state my name again? Karina Wilson, 23 Adams Street. During my reading of Shire documents, I noticed that at one point the Rylington Park Committee kept asking for return of specific numbers, like how many livestock there were, that type of thing. 2 annual reports in a row, the Auditor General could not find 1,177 sheep. I noticed that the reporting changed. I think it was started back in 2023 and maybe 2024. The farm reports stopped and everything moved to the Shire ledgers, which don't account for stock. It's just dollars. Around about that same time is when the Auditor General gave his qualified opinion that he could not find 1,177 sheep. Do you think that reporting system change could have led to that issue? That's a lot of sheep to lose.
Thank you.
Through the chair, so the committee reports have always included the amount of sheep on the farm?
Where is that recorded? Because I can't find them in the Rollington Park minutes or attachments.
They in the minutes, they on the actual report. Each farm manager that's been there has had to report how many sheep is on the farm.
And where are those documents? Because
they
I cannot
be on
find
our
them.
Website. So they're on our website?
I've looked through every single Rollington Park committee minutes and attachments.
Yep.
I cannot find those numbers.
They're
of
in,
sheep.
They are.
In the report itself.
Are they?
Yep.
Yep.
Are you sure? Because I can't find them. I spent about 3 days trying to make sense
of the report. They are in the report.
So in the farm reports that Rollington Park prepares?
Correct. In the farm report for Rollington Park for the committee.
I can't find them.
Well, they are there, Ms. Wilson. I don't know what else to tell you. They are there. The farm managers reported on the figures every month when we had the committee
meeting. They're not there. Those figures
are there.
Can somebody point me to the correct document?
If you tell me which month you're after, I'm more than willing to get you a copy and send
it
to you.
I've looked at every single report or minutes and attachments from Rollington Park since they were first lodged on the Shire's website under committees of council. I cannot find that information in any of the reports. I would like to know where they are.
They're on our website, Mrs. Wilson, so you're more than welcome to have a look. Otherwise, if you want to give me a particular month.
I have spent 3 days.
Okay, well, if you'd like to contact the CEO with the months that you need, then
yes,
he can point you in the right direction.
Yes, they're not published to the committee.
Yes, no, they are published, but he can point you in to the right report. Thank you, Paul.
So 20 minutes ago, you took my question on notice. Now you're saying the sheep are there.
Through the chair, the question that Ms. Wilson
my question
asked
was,
now let me answer, please, sir.
CEO
you've asked me a question, I'm answering your question, so let me answer your
Karina
question.
Asked the same
when I
question.
Answered the question from, well, I was answering the question, sir, so please, I've been listening to you. Listen to me when I answer the question. There was two questions Ms. Wilson asked. Firstly was the 1,000 sheep. I've taken that one on notice because we'll have to research and have a look where that comes from. The numbers that Ms. Wilson, I believe, was talking about was the sheep that were on the farm at the time, and all those sheep are recorded in our committee minutes.
Okay, so I've got another question. Why is the Rollington Park had a valuation done of $5,000?
In terms of...
Are you going to sell it, or are you going to borrow money and use the Rollington Park... Excuse me, I'm asking a question, Madam President. Are you going to borrow money and use Rollington Park as equity? Thank you.
Through the chair, the fact that we've asked for a valuation is in terms of the Act. We have to ask for a valuation when we're going out for a lease. Part of the Act, and you can have a look at that at section 3.58, requires us to get a registered valuer to have a look at the cost or the value of the farm, so that once we've got the tenders in from whoever puts in tenders, we need to advertise that for public comment as well. There's no intention of selling the farm. It's a mere fact that we have to comply with the Act before we can continue with the lease.
Thank you.
David Corker again. Given what Marcus just presented, that there could well be a renewed interest and enthusiasm amongst the community to have Rollington run under the fashion that it originally was. If the community is able to present a group of people who are willing to take that on, are you willing to consider reversing your decision to lease?
I'd like to second the motion.
I'm sure that council will consider that. We would need a proper business case and would need, you know, the proper plans going forward. But if you're happy to get some of the community